from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, welcome to it.
Were you ever happy with the change of gusto in that intro?
Because no.
You did say once that's a pretty low energy from Beck,
yeah.
Our voice over there.
I'm still mad about it. I'm going to get one remade.
How much gusto would you like? So it's from the CFM studios in Maroochydore. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast. Give us full gusto how much you'd like.
From the CFM studios in the Sunshine Coast. No.
Can you give us one or two more gusto?
From the
CFM. No, more.
From the CFM studios.
Less.
From the CFM studios in the Sunshine Coast.
What country are we offending at the moment?
I don't actually know. It was a hybrid German and French.
I got a bit of French in there, but I was like, it's not completely French.
French is not one of my go-tos usually. I'm not very good at a French accent.
What's your go-tos?
Irish is my go-to. Like, hello, from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast.
That's actually not bad.
Thank you.
I really like that. My go-to is Borat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just terrible. I mean, every guy. I think their go-to is the Borat impression.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, my wife is a 52. She the oldest one. You know, anyway.
No, that's good. I liked it.
I like it.
My wife. Anyway.
My wife.
Today's podcast sees us take on our biggest cup and string challenge yet. And also,
we get to wrap that up with a little bow and put it away and never touch it again. The video is up on our socials as well if you want to see it, at 919CFM.
Yeah. Also, we talk heaps about goats and make some really, really bad jokes. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I've got a get rich quick, actually a get rich slow scheme for you, Ellie.
Oh, damn it. You had me at get rich. You lost me at slow.
Coin flips.
Yeah.
Heads or tails?
Heads. I'm always a heads gal.
Okay. I'm going to do it for you right now.
Oh. Oh, okay.
What did you say? Heads or tails?
I said heads.
It's heads.
Yeah, I'm a clever chick.
Coin flips. Are they a 50-50?
Yeah.
No, they're not. And I've got the science to prove it, Sunny Coast.
No, Taz.
There is a research that's been done in the University of Amsterdam. 48 people used 46 different currencies. Mm-hmm. So coins from all around the world, just regular old dollar coins or whatever it was in the currency.
Mm-hmm.
They then flipped over 350,000 times.
That is a boring thing to do.
It sure is.
These people, like, God bless them for doing things in the name of science and research,
but
get a life.
What if this was one of the things that was like, we're going to pay you to be a part of this research?
Oh, I'll do it then.
Yeah, there we go.
Do I get to keep the coin at the end of it?
Get rich slow scheme. So 350,000 coin flips,
mm-hmm.
51% has landed on the side that it started on. Apparently there's some science, I could get into the physics of it and yada yada, but
right.
Humans flip it a certain way, mm-hmm. that means that it's more likely to land, apparently, on the way that it starts.
Yeah, right.
So if you're wanting to get more right than wrong across 100 flips,
mm-hmm.
you just need to know which way they're starting it. If it's heads straight up, let's see if it works. It's only going to be 51% of the time, but it is. It's heads again that time around.
Taz, what if, this has massive repercussions? Because, like, what if you're a footy player and you're going for the toss, mm-hmm. at the start of the game?
Yeah, you need to know which way the coin is. 51%. So even if you do it all year and you're Melbourne Storm, you're hopefully going to get it maybe once every year or so, year or two.
Look, 51% is pretty much 50-50, though.
It's pretty much 50-50.
So, I don't know. Are the coins lying?
Okay, let's do a coin toss then. Let's do a coin toss.
Okay.
Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. All right? Ready? Let's go.
You're not going to get me with that stupid logic.
Heads, I win.
I am smarter than that, Taz. Ha!
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Not just your feel-good drive home, Taz, but we're pioneers.
We sure are. What are our jobs, Ellie? Ellie, what are our jobs? This morning I got out of bed and I messaged you and said, oh no, this rain could get in our way today.
Mm-hmm.
We had big plans all week. Actually, for the last couple of weeks, we've been testing cup and string phones.
Yeah. You know, we just wanted to revisit our childhoods. We thought we're too reliant on our stupid iPhones. We need to cast them aside and just take technology back to the utter basics.
I'm just going to throw my phone away.
Great. Oh, gosh, that actually might break it. Oh, that's probably not good.
Let me take that.
Two 80-cent spaghetti cans.
Yep.
a spool of rope from Bunnings.
Yeah, it's like a twine, like a really, it's a fluorescent green twine, but it's actually really good because it was strong enough to mm-hmm. hold under all the pressure that we gave it. We tried 10 metres. Mm-hmm. Next day we tried 30 metres.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we went over a bridge here at Sunshine Cove in Maroochydore.
Mm-hmm.
65 metres.
Not bad, I hear you say, Sunny Coast.
Oh, yeah, 65, that's all right.
But could we double that kind of, pretty much? I mean, we just under double.
While you were sick earlier this week, I had the idea, why don't we go overseas?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what, New Zealand? What? How are we going to? No. Chambers Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the mainland of Australia. It's overseas.
Yeah.
It's over water.
Kind of.
Whereas from Sunshine Cove here, it was 50 metres, but it was one canal to the other. It's fine. It's all Australia.
Yep.
Whereas Chambers Island is still Australia, but it's, you know, it's over there, right? Over the water. 120 metres. I thought we'd have no chance at this.
Well, shall we see how we went? Let's have a listen.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit nervous. I've been rock solid with confidence the whole way through about each of our tests, but this one is by far the longest, 120 metres. I'm worried, oh gosh, that we're not even going to be able to keep it off the water, let alone get the message across. So, fingers crossed.
There is no way this works.
Okay, this could be the first international message, well, not international, overseas message ever sent by a cup and string phone. Ellie, are you ready?
Ready!
Congratulations, Ellie. You are a world record holder.
Okay, I can hear rumblings. I can't quite make out. Hold on. Let's go again,
she's
Taz!
So fun.
Ellie Chaney. You are a world record holder.
Ellie Chaney, you're now a world record holder.
Yes!
Yes!
We bloody did it, Taz.
It's not quite international, but it is overseas. So if you need Steve Jobs, all right, the iPhone, I think it's a little overdone.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I think we go back to cup and string phone. We've proved that it works.
We have. I mean, iPhone FaceTime call with four people on it to set up the cup and string phone? Maybe.
Did it take 20 minutes to, you know, tidy up and clean up afterwards? Did it get caught in the bridge and we had to cut stuff free? Sure.
Slightly more impractical than the iPhone.
Not so smartphone.
No, exactly. But hey, we did it. The video is up on our socials, 919CFM. Check it out in all its glory.
We're really
Ellie and Taz on 91.9CFM.
Taz, I want to tell you a few facts about myself that I've been doing the last couple of days, and I want you to tell me whether you think I'm a stalker or not.
Okay, have you got a little tick sound effect ready for if I say yes?
I do, yes, I do. Well, does this one do?
Yeah, lovely.
Okay. Does it make me a stalker?
Yep. Yes. Oh, play it.
That was quick. Didn't even have my hand on the mouse.
Yeah, what was it? What was it?
If I take photos of a stranger's house.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Does it make me a stalker if I take videos of a stranger's house?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, all right. Does it make
me... Is there anything else in the video or is it literally a video of the house?
Just the house.
Okay, yep.
Does it make me a stalker if I hide around the corner and do laps of the block waiting for the person who owns the house to stop mowing their lawn so I can take said photos and videos of
yes.
the house? Oh, okay.
Were you wearing a balaclava at the same time?
Oh, I was wearing
Were you scouting out your next target?
I was wearing a scooter helmet and sunnies, so I kind of was in disguise.
Hoodie?
No hoodie.
Okay.
No, thank God.
I'll let you off.
Okay, all right, so
I'm going to need some explanation.
Time for the ads? No, okay.
No.
Glad I've got that out of the way.
Why are you videoing somebody's house and why are you doing a circle of the block to come back?
When they're not there.
Were they on their lawn or something?
Okay, so I'm looking at buying a house and I went to see it and it's currently tenanted.
The owners were still alive and you thought, how can I maybe knock these guys out of the picture?
Down the price.
Yeah.
No, so I went to check it out, but It wasn't a home open or anything, so I didn't want to like invade because these are just.
Is it on the market?
It's on the market.
I've got a couple of questions.
Yeah, there's a sign out the front on the market.
Ask, if there's a sign out the front, I think you're allowed to take pictures.
You're allowed to take pictures.
I mean, don't take any sort of legal advice from this show, but I think that's okay.
Well, I rocked up. I took my scooter, my e-scooter. And scooted around to the house, and there, the guy's out there mowing his lawn.
Great. He needs it to look good for the open homes and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, this is so awkward. I needed to take photos and videos to show my partner to see if he likes it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to just be caught filming this random house. So, but in doing
a regular human could have gone up to the guy mowing the lawn and hey, like, do you live here? And he would have gone, yeah, I do. And you go, well, I'd love to buy it. And he would go, great, let me give you a discount.
Well, he was the tenant. He's not the owner.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I can't go up and say,
oh, like, I'm looking to buy. Done that. Like, how is it? What do you think? And he'd give him your genuine opinion.
I should have. But it was while I was really sick.
Can I take some pictures of your house, please? I want to show my partner. Like, really? Just bat the eyelids. And he would have gone, yeah, no problem. I'll just let me finish the mowing first so it looks good. You know, the classic small talk.
Taz, you're making complete sense. However, I did not do that. I was too shy. I was too nervous. I looked decrepit because I'd been in bed for 3 days sick.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't want to have a conversation with a human being right now. I just want to get the photos and go. So I had to wait, and I just did laps on my scooter waiting for this guy to leave. And there's an old lady next door blowing her lawn as well, and I kept scooting past her, and she's looking at me being like, this chick's casing the joint.
Why is
What's
she blowing her lawn?
With a blower.
Okay. Thank you for
she's
clarifying.
She's like just like standing over the grass going, anyway, all right, so stalker, not a stalker. Now you've got the context.
Oh, I don't want to say you're not a stalker.
Say
I really
it, you
want
said
to
it,
say
you
it.
Said it, ha-ha.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Oh, I have a bit of a conundrum for you, Ellie.
I hate a conundrum.
Your best friend gives you $100 at the casino.
Ah, oh, thanks, Shannon.
How good's that, right?
That's so nice of her.
You end up winning $30,000.
Ah, even more so, thank you, Shannon.
Here's where the conundrum begins. Mm-hmm. How much do you give back to your best friend?
No conundrum. Half. I split it with her.
No, you don't. You're not giving up $15,000. They gave you $100.
Absolutely I am.
545-11919, Sunny Coast, jump on. How much are you giving back to your best friend? They give you $100, you end up winning $30,000. Mm-hmm. How much are you giving back? We do have tickets to the movies this afternoon.
Is there stipulations? Because why has she given me the $100? Do I not have the money?
Yep.
Is it a birthday present?
No, you've turned up, you've left your wallet at home. Got no cash.
And is there an I'll pay you back situation in place?
A situation? I think they've gone, here's $100. They're not expecting to get any money back.
So they're rich?
No, well, it's $100, $100. Yeah. You're their best friend.
Yeah, Shannon, would Shannon give me $100? Yeah, she would.
We've got tickets to the movies to give away as well. I want to hear your opinion on this, Sunny Coast. Godzilla, Kong, they're going to unite in this action blockbuster movie event. Don't miss Godzilla, Kong, the new empire, showing now at Event Cinemas. Double pass could be yours. 545-11919. So the question is, you're given $100 by your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You win $30,000. How much are you giving back? You've said $15,000.
I think go halvesies. It wasn't your money to begin with. You know, if you hadn't have won, you'd be leaving that night and your friend would be $100 down and you would be scot-free. So that element of risk, I think if they're copping that, they deserve at least half, maybe even more.
No, I don't think so at all. I'm thinking
$3,000. Okay,
10%. 10% of the winnings, they more than make their money.
Yeah.
It's more than enough. They're going to be stoked with $3,000 and I get to pocket the rest because I've done the work.
What if someone buys you a scratchy and you win $30,000 on it? Do you change your...
10% is fine.
You still give 10%?
Scratchy's a dollar. You know what I mean?
Scratchy's, my tune's different because I feel like if someone's giving me a scratchy, that's a gift. Whereas lending me
$100... For being here a year.
Yeah, I've never won anything on it.
Yeah, pay anniversary, here's a dollar scratchy. I'm like, wow. The best I can do is win another one of these, you know?
Chantel is in Boca Arena. Chantel, how much are you giving your mate?
I reckon I'd go $500 back.
Okay, this is a weird number to throw at us, Chantel. Where's your reasoning here?
Well, if you're giving $100 back, they're going to think you're a stinge because you've just won so much more.
Yes.
And then I reckon $500 pretty good, like to get for doing nothing.
Yes, okay, so you're thinking, well, they get a bit of extra cash. Surely they'll be happy with $500. And you get to keep most of it because you've done all the work.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks that, you know, because you haven't done work, what'd you do? Put some chips down on a roulette table. You know, like you haven't gone out and sweated and dug trenches
for
it.
Well, you've still earned it, though. Like, you are the one that won the money. Your friend just gave you the cash.
Interesting. All right. Thank you. Let's go now to Kylie from Landsborough. Kylie, how much are you giving?
I'm with you. I would be doing half as well because, you know, you're there enjoying yourself. You didn't have money. She offered to give you, so let's share it half and half.
Oh, Kylie. Generous. I could tell by the sound of your voice that we were kindred souls.
Yeah,
no. I know. We just, you know, you just have to. And I'm sure that other, your best friend would do the same thing, you hope.
Get a bit more selfish, Kylie. I don't like this. You're too nice. You don't deserve to be on this show. This isn't the show for you.
Not Tassie. Tassie's 10% is all he's dishing out.
10%'s a great...
Bugger the 10%. That's wrong. No.
Kylie, can I push you maybe to $5,000 instead of the 15?
No. Half and half.
Half and half.
Half and half.
What about more than half?
No, it has to be equal. Half and half.
What
She's
about?
Not budging.
Do you know
She's
what?
Not budging.
You could just blow the $30,000 on a trip for you and your best friend, all expenses paid.
Hey, exactly. And I would have been on that one too.
Yeah. Oh, Kylie, should we go to the casino together? Who's lending who?
I think so. You and I, yeah, exactly. Let's go.
Ellie's got the money. She'll shout for you, Kylie, all right?
Where's this Ellie's rich thing come from? Because it's really...
I don't know. Where did you come from, Ellie?
Yeah, no, I'm really not. I promise.
She'd see the helipad she's got on her holiday home.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Kylie.
Thanks, darling. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Kylie. You too.
Let's go now to Anne from Northam. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you splitting this ethical conundrum?
I would split it half because if they hadn't lent me the $100 first, then I wouldn't have won the money. So I would go 50-50.
Oh, and welcome to mine and Kylie's club. It's a good one to be in.
Yep. A lot of people seem definitely. To be saying this split down the middle. And would you go more than half?
If they needed money, probably. If they needed a little bit of extra, yeah.
20?
Maybe 20, 30, yeah.
Aww.
If they needed it.
And you're paying off people's really car loans. Yeah, good on you, Anne.
Just give them the whole $30,000 back. It was their cash.
Something, I'm happy.
Oh, good on you, sister. Thank you for your call.
She's too nice for the show.
I know.
She's too nice.
Finally, who have we got here?
Brian.
Ryan, did you say?
Brian.
Brian with a B.
Hi, Brian. Yes. How are you splitting this money?
I'd give him $5,000 if I, well, I'd start again. If they're sitting next to me, I'd give them half. But if they walk away, I'd say I won 10, I'd give them 5.
So you're in one of those situations where, hang on, have they helped you win the money? Have they been there for moral support and guidance? Then they deserve half. If they haven't, they've gone away, they've done their own thing, they've come back. It's your money,
That's right. Because as you said before, you know, if you give them $3,000, it's 10%. So if you give them $5,000 and they think you won $10,000, you gave them half.
So we
just heard from Kylie. She's going to offer half and be very honest, and Anne even more so. Brian's like, just tell him I won 10 and give him half of that.
That's right.
Good on you, Brian. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, have you ever been to Italy?
I have.
God, I regret everything about my life right now. Just every single moment.
Italia molto bene.
Okay, I didn't know I could regret it more. I've got a story from Italy. It's broken in the last couple of days. There's an island off of Sicily or around Sicily area.
Taz, sorry to interrupt. I believe it's Sicilia. Off the coast.
I can't
of
say what I believe you are being right now. There's an island off of
Sicilia.
And the mayor of that island actually has a bit of a problem. They are adopting a goat program.
Sorry?
So they've got this adopt-a-goat program. There's too many goats on the island.
I hate it. I hate it when there's too many goats.
They've become a pest. There's six times the amount of people on the island as there are goats.
Six times the amount of goats or six times the amount of people?
You throw me off with your Cecilia.
Sorry that I'm bringing a little bit of culture to the radio.
Okay, so the wild goat population has grown to six times the human population.
Right.
So what they've said is, hey, come to the island, catch a goat.
What?
It's yours. Free goats. So the mayor's just said, please come to our island. If you want a goat, they're here. If you can catch them, they're yours.
It doesn't feel super ethical.
No, it feels very Italian, though.
Come get a goat.
Just come here. They'll be talking with their hands and they'll just be saying, come here, catch the goat. Could you catch a goat?
Yeah, I could catch a goat. I once paraded a goat at a Royal Agricultural Show.
Yes.
We called it Vincent van Goat. They're very lovely creatures, goats.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you're trying to corner a wild goat, maybe not so lovely. But the one I had pooped in my friend's boot.
Shoe?
Mm.
Or back of the car?
No, shoe.
Shoe?
Yeah. It pooped right next to his leg and it went down his boot.
Well, if you want a free goat, you can head off to this island off of Sicily. You can adopt a goat program, but you just have to catch it first. I got nothing else. Oh, no. You're looking at me. Here we go. This is terrible.
Oh. When you go up to the goat, right, Taz, right, in Italy, the best way for you to catch it is you go, buongiorno, goat.
That's horrible.
Thank you.
You're being a kid.
On 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.